We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill, 99.9 KISW.
American foods the whole world loves. Coming up with the head chef and Ted's meat and potatoes. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Henry.
No, it's a radio show. I'm on the air.
You are on the air, Henry.
You're on the air, homie. On the radio.
Henry, do you know it this time?
What's that?
Henry.
I said you actually realize that you are on the radio this time, Henry.
Oh.
I'm on the radio, everybody. Click. Surely the only dumb thing I couldn't do would be to hang up on him.
I think that's what he was doing the first time. He was just yelling at his buddies. Like, I'm on the radio.
I did it. Game over.
That's a magical moment. You dialed a number and someone answered the phone.
Henry, you got on the radio. Good job. Good job.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitcholas.
Hola.
Dave, you made it to the radio. Sober, not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Dave, what are you doing over there?
I'm enjoying a beautiful Scotch ale from Sound of Summit.
Oh, a Scotch ale.
Mm-hmm.
All right, very good.
That's really good.
Okay, our men's room poll there, Dave. You're gonna form a band. You need to pick a lead singer. Will you pick Bruce Willis, Russell Crowe, Steven Seagal, or Kevin Costner?
I'm going Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis it is.
He sounds like how I sound when I'm trying to push a turd out, and it's not going quite as well as I would.
I can't believe that's a selling point.
I can't believe I got the poop.
How about you got a nice big old bud?
Because it's fake blue.
Right.
What problem could she have?
Yeah.
She has a $500,000 house out in the suburbs. Ah, the roof
She's
don't
She's out of bacon grease.
All right there, Dave. Here is your question. Seems like an unfair question. But how many stitches are on a regulation baseball?
Oh, that's not a fair question.
It's also the area code for Cleveland.
That was like 164, isn't it?
That's a terrible guess.
140.
216.
Okay.
Man, I know a lot of random facts about baseball. I did not know that one.
But
now
you know that one. Do you think all balls are the same on their stitching?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is regulation, right? So once you're playing in the major leagues, the balls are going to be the same. So along those lines, this is a much smaller number. How many stitches are on a regulation football? It's also a Billie Eilish song.
But I don't recommend you listening to her to find out.
Eight.
Okay.
That's because you like Billie Eilish. I know it is. I don't know anything about football, but that Billie Eilish.
I got a text at 1 o'clock in the morning from my dad. He's like, who the hell's Billie Eilish? This stuff sucks.
I thought it was a dude. I'd heard the name.
What are you doing? He's like, I'm watching Austin City Limits. This sucks.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, what, a 17-year-old girl. It sounds like music from a 17-year-old girl.
Really? I really like her.
Really?
I think some of her songs sound completely different than most things out.
I'll give it a shot.
She's definitely different than most things out. And I've heard like maybe half of two of her songs. I know who she is. Very well aware of her, other than the song 8, which I found out today researching this question, could not tell you the name of us. I know she does well. I know she has green hair and wears baggy clothes. Mm-hmm. And plays with her brother.
Game is a big dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Miles, I pictured you for an Irish fan.
I will give her a chance. I've only heard one song, and I was like, it's all right.
Hello, Sherman. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Sherman, are you sober or not sober?
I'm not sober.
Are you drinking over there, Sherman, or are you smoking?
Drinking. I can't smoke. FAA guidelines.
Oh, okay. All right.
Don't let me drink my ass off.
Does that mean you're like are you like a pilot, Sherman?
No, sir. I may do some DOD contracts and stuff that has to do with the flying.
Look, man, if you work for the DOD, I feel like you should absolutely be able to smoke.
That's a fact.
That's just my thought.
Well, you know, that's going up in front of the representatives up there in the House.
So. Oh, really?
So I think so. There's something going up there, so we'll see what happens.
All right.
Still, you know what? I'm safe. I'm sure that everything I do is safe.
Oh, well, yeah, look, yeah.
If they agree to this, I want to try some DOD grade of weed.
Sherman, you got to form a band on our men's room poll. Pick a lead singer. Do you want it to be Bruce Willis, Russell Crowe, Steven Seagal, or Kevin Costner?
Well, you know what? I'm not going to do any Delbert McClinton, but I might do some Kevin Costner because I think he sounds in key and has some pretty good time.
Okay.
I mean, to be fair, this is all I've heard of Kevin Costner. Someone did send a text earlier that said, look, if you buy his album, you'd be shocked. He can actually sing, and he has some pretty good songs.
Don't you think Kevin Costner has enough homes where he's never really a long, long way from home?
Right, with that kind of money?
Yeah.
Great.
All right, here is your question, Sherman. Where on your body would you find your popliteal fossa?
Where I'm probably not looking. Because I don't think I've ever heard that terminology before. But if I had to guess, my back.
Throat?
Your popliteal fossa, which, by the way, as a lot of people are wondering, yes, it is the cousin of Mufasa from Lion King, is your knee, the back of your knee. Backside of your knee.
Ooh, isn't that a sensual erotic zone?
Well, it is for me and, you know.
Mm-hmm. Pretty sure I'm right horrible. On that.
And certain woodland creatures.
Mm-hmm.
I'm horrible at answering direct questions like this, so that's why I called.
Yeah, why not?
All right. Well, you're in the right place. Who played Gilligan on Gilligan's Island?
Gilligan.
What was the actor's name, Sherman?
I don't know. I don't know his name. I can picture him in his goofy hat.
You know, a lot of people don't know his name.
Bob Denver.
It is Bob Denver. Oh, I know
Bob
you know.
Denver.
It's a West
Bob
Virginia
Denver.
Thing.
Oh, I knew that.
Well, Marianne just died. We should all know all the cast members.
Well, she was
Can you name
the
all of their names?
Well, she was Don Wells.
She was Don Wells. Bob Denver was Gilligan. Who was the professor?
Oak.
Right. Who was Mr. Howell? Who was Mrs. Howell?
Yeah.
Who was the skipper?
Yeah. How about Ginger?
I honestly don't, and it's crazy. You know all these characters.
No.
I thought we should know them all.
We should, but I don't.
We know two of them.
We said that confidently.
I said we should know all
You know what? That is true. He did say we should know them.
Not that we do.
But we don't.
I think I know the song, but I don't think I know all the characters.
I know the song.
Yeah, people know the song.
All right, your question. What day marks the start of Lent?
That would be December 12th, I believe.
Wow.
Nope.
No.
Wrong holiday. That would be Ash Wednesday.
That is correct.
Oh.
You always know when it's Ash Wednesday. Even if you forgot it was Ash Wednesday, once you step outside, you remember it's Ash Wednesday.
All right, question number four, Sherman. Your last name's not Williams, is it?
Yeah, it is. Sherwin.
Okay.
Sherwin. Yeah.
All right, yeah, it changed. It magically changed it.
How many sides does a rhombus have?
A rhombus?
Mm-hmm.
Rhombus.
That's not something that you rub, is it?
No.
I don't know what a rhombus is. I don't think I know what a rhombus is. That's probably something fairly new, so six.
Eight.
Four.
Eight. Four.
Yeah.
Four. Is that a vacuum?
Yes, the rhombus vacuum.
Okay, yeah. See, I don't use any. I use the standard upright, you know. Okay.
That is exciting stuff. What is the common name for coagulated soy milk pressed into blocks?
Cheese.
cheese, I would imagine.
Close. Tofu?
Tofu.
Tofu.
All right, Sherman, you're on question number six. If you don't get this right, you will try Ty Travis as being this year's biggest dummy at six questions.
I remember Travis. It's not a distinction you want. All right, your question. What river does the Tower Bridge in London cross?
Ooh, I know this too.
Prove it.
Do I want to answer it correctly? Let me see.
If you know it, why wouldn't you answer it correctly?
Well, why would I? This is fun. You guys are entertaining me.
Do you know the answer?
It's your job.
Do you not?
Thames.
Known as the Thames.
Yes, the Thames.
The Thames.
By the way, the skipper on Gilligan's Island, Alan Hale.
Never would have known that.
Now, here's the thing. Now we've named three of seven. Not another bit of information has come in. The only other person anyone could name as an actor was Alan Hale.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Grandfather of Lucy.
Lucy Hale. Yeah, I see what you did there. Brother, cousin of Nathan.
What? I did. Her name's not Lucy. I screwed that up.
Yeah,
Lindsay.
Like, oh, yes. Lindsay.
Lindsay. Yeah. Lindsay. Hello,
Lindsay. Lindsay. Yes.
Hello, Tom.
Wow.
Welcome to the men's room.
It's a three-tier joke.
Hola, bitch.
Hola.
Hola. Tom, you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Are you smoking or drinking, Tom? What are you doing?
Smoking a little pot, drinking a little beer.
Okay, very good.
My man.
Sounds like a good day, Tom. All right, our men's room poll. You get to pick a lead singer for your new band. Will it be Bruce Willis, Russell Crowe, Steven Seagal, or Kevin Costner?
Bruce Willis. I've always been a diehard fan.
Bruce Willis. Okay, very good. Yeah. She got a roof to don't leave. I don't know. Do we have a roofer who listens to this show? Can we get this?
He's so excited.
Yeah, no. It's unbelievable.
All right, your question. This three-time American Music Award winner recently donated 10,000 pairs of his sold-out Crocs to frontline workers.
Crocs. Who wears Crocs? Justin Bieber?
Post Malone?
Post Malone, yes.
Never would have guessed.
Oh, we got an update here. Tina Louise played Ginger.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that name.
For some reason, well, I know why we remember that name. All right, while we're talking about Crocs, this iconic rock band's new line of Crocs sold out in 1 hour at a cost of
$59.99.
I didn't know these shoes were that popular, though.
I have no idea why people care.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take a guess. Nickelback.
The Nickelback Crocs. Believe it or not, the Nickelback Crocs you get at a discount. In this case, it is the Grateful Dead.
Dude, yeah, Crocs have been super popular for a while. I never cared for them, but like, it just, everybody was rocking them, but now Post Malone and these other people are just like, all
right,
that's cool.
The difference, right? People were rocking Crocs. People got made fun of. And typically, it was like cooks, nurses, whatever. Now Post Malone puts them on, and the shoes that everyone thought they hated, now they like. Because Post Malone's wearing them. That's all it takes. By the way, update. The millionaire on Gilligan's Island, Jim Bakkus, who was also the voice of Mr. Magoo.
I did know that.
And then they add, and his wife's name was Natalie something.
Natalie something.
Right. All right, we continue. Your question, the Hollywood Walk of Fame is located on what street?
Hollywood?
Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah, that's the only street I can name in Los Angeles.
What about Rodeo Drive?
That's right, there's Rodeo Drive.
Is it Hollywood Boulevard?
Yeah.
Hence the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Question number four.
What U.S. state shares a border with the Canadian province of New Brunswick? There's only one state in the U.S. that does.
Montana?
Alaska?
Maine. Ooh, Alaska's not a bad guess, right? I'm asking this next question just to drive Miles crazy.
No.
What two states end with the letter Y?
Wyoming?
No, end with the letter Y.
The final letter of the name is the letter Y.
It's got to be on the East Coast.
One of them is. One is on the East Coast. One is east of the Mississippi, but not considered the East Coast.
Maryland.
Wow. We're going to teach you some letters.
Kentucky?
Kentucky is one of them. I will
New Jersey.
You. New Jersey. There you go. Kentucky and New Jersey.
Question six, Tom. Once again, it's going to put you up to be the biggest dummy with Travis at plus six.
Let's see.
I'm not going for that.
This lottery game's Saturday night jackpot is estimated at $640 million. Odds of winning, by the way, are 1 in 292 million. What is the name of this game?
It's not the Mega Million. I just heard about this last night.
Come on, man.
Buy a ticket. No matter what you do, Tom, if you don't remember anything else from this game, go buy a ticket.
$640 million awaits.
I seen it on the news last night. The Lotto?
Nah. What's the name of the lottery game?
Oh.
It's what Lance Armstrong nicknamed his genitalia.
Crap.
Powerball.
Tom, you're officially the biggest dummy now with seven questions.
Well, congratulations, man.
Yeah, man, you earned that.
Because I will say this, while you earned it, you're a lot less annoying than most people that break the record, right?
That's fact.
Give me a 50-50, man. There's something here. Let me break this.
I feel like you'll know this one. You've answered enough wrong that I shouldn't be confident, but I'm confident.
Ask me a car question.
What is Paul Stanley's persona name in the band Kiss?
Dude. I do not know names. Paul Stanley. I don't know. I do not know names.
All right.
Starchild. Running away with the biggest dummy now, Tom. You got this.
Come on, guys.
You're going to be unattainable.
Give me a car question.
Sadly, I don't think
I have
a car question.
What kind of car do you drive?
You know, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a multiple choice question, all right?
All right, cool.
Is that fair, multiple choice? Let me just find one.
I just want to get off of here, man. I don't want to be the biggest dummy.
All right, here
you already are. You won.
Yeah, you're already the biggest
dummy. Worry about it. You got nothing to lose now.
All right. Now, this is multiple choice. You ready?
Is it
New York City, Tokyo, Japan, Moscow, Russia, or Mogadishu, Somalia? Where is the busiest McDonald's in the world?
Oh, man. It has to. What was the first city?
New York City. You have New York City, Tokyo, Moscow, or Mogadishu.
What?
Could you guess?
Tom, hold on for 1 second. Calm down here. Let's take it one step at a time. You have New York City. You have Moscow in Russia.
You have Tokyo, Japan.
And
Geraldo Rivera's favorite spot, Mogadishu, Somalia.
All right, so one of those cities, one of those four. So just pick one.
New York. Americans eat the most.
No, believe
Question
it or not, man.
Number nine.
Tokyo?
Russia.
No, Moscow.
Oh.
Their location in Moscow serves. The location of Moscow serves 850,000 people a day. All right, I'll give you another multiple choice question.
All right, come on.
Which animal's poop emits laughing gas? Is it giraffes, chimpanzees, or penguins?
Oh, man. I'll say penguins.
You got one, you guys. Nine question Tom is our brand new biggest dummy. More of Big Dummy coming up. Don't do that. 206-421-ROCK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Men's Room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
All right, we come back from the break with a brand new biggest dummy on the air. That would be Tom. It took him 9 questions to get one right.
Yeah, and no one's surprised.
No, let's see if we can do better. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Shane. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Shane, you playing for Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
Sober.
Sober, Shane. Welcome to the show.
Good to the show, Sober Shane.
Shane, Men's Room full. You're going to form a band. You get to pick a brand new lead singer. Do you want it to be Bruce Willis, Russell Crowe, Steven Seagal, or Kevin Costner?
I guess we'll go with Russell Crowe since nobody's really picked him.
Russell Crowe it is. It's a wonder that I get and it's
when the woman I need. The music seems so upbeat compared to how he seems as a human being. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Not like a bad guy, but definitely intense. And if he's mad at you, he has no problem punching you in the face.
Well, these days, Russell Crowe's not going to be take off the shirt lead singer guy.
But he still could be. It doesn't matter. He's Russell Crowe. Yeah, sure, you put on some pounds. It doesn't matter. Rip that shirt off, get you some women.
Yeah, Russell Crowe.
Exactly. All right, here is your question. Hansen's disease, nothing to do with the band. Hansen's disease is more commonly called what? It is a disease that affects, I believe, only human beings and armadillos, if I remember this correctly.
Lyme disease?
I'll give you a hint. Metallica has a song with the name of this disease in the title. Blank Messiah. Leprosy. Leper Messiah. Yeah.
Wow.
All right, your question. What is the capital of Ukraine?
I don't know that one.
It's the only city I can name in Ukraine.
Kiev?
Kiev, yeah.
Kiev.
Hey, Kiev, come here, man. Kievin. All right, prior to being renamed, which character from Star Wars, The Force Awakens, was called FN-2187?
What's his name?
That's exactly what we're looking for. Yes, well done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Oh, let's say hello to Eric. Hello, Eric. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Eric, you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
I've had a couple beers since I've been waiting on hold. So.
What kind of beer are you slugging?
Coors Light.
Coors Light. Had one of those last night. Silver Bullet. Yeah. All right, Eric, Men's Room poll. You're going to form a band, pick a lead singer. Will it be Bruce Willis and the Accelerators? Russell Crowe from 30-odd Foot of Grunts? Steven Seagal from Thunderbox or Kevin Costner in the Modern West?
Let's go with Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis it is.
I'm going to end up with this stuck in my head.
I just can't believe she has a whole roof. All the women I date just have a roof that leaks.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But not her. Oh, no, her roof don't leak.
That's why I'm so excited.
Yeah.
All right, your question. In what fictional Texas town did Beavis and Butthead live? I think a lot of our listeners have been there today.
Yeah, it's not Arlen. That's King of the Hill. I don't know.
Highland.
Highland.
Yeah.
Highland, Texas. Yeah. Sounds like a real town in Texas, though.
It really does.
Yeah.
All right. In what 1970 movie revolves around a cat named Duchess, her three kittens, and an evil butler named Edgar?
70s movie?
1970, yeah.
1970s. Is it an animated movie?
Yes. Yeah. A cat named Duchess, or three kittens, and an evil butler named Edgar.
The Aristocats.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you got it.
Woo! The Aristocrats. Nice. Get out
no,
of here.
No, the Aristocats.
The Aristocats.
Yeah, come
that
on.
That came out in the 70s?
1970. Yeah, yeah. I didn't realize it was that old either, man.
All right. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Ian. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello.
Hola. Ian, are you sober? Hola, not sober.
Not sober.
Not sober, Ian. Does anyone ever call you Ian when they read your name?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay, because it's the same spelling, and some people go with Ian,
sure.
Some people go with you.
Oh,
all
yeah.
Right, a men's room poll there. You're going to pick a band, and you're going to form a band with a new lead singer. Will it be Bruce Willis, Russell Crowe, Steven Seagal, or Kevin Costner?
I think I'm going to go with Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis!
Jesus Christ.
I wonder what's wrong with the roofs in the area. I just can't get past this. Like, that is such a selling point in this woman.
I know. I mean, well, never mind.
Yeah. I know there's more
now
to
that
it.
He's gotten older, I think the leak might refer to something else. She got a butt that don't leak. Don't need no dependent. All right. Here's your question. What was the first live sporting event broadcast on ESPN? Was it tennis, softball, golf, or bowling? The first live sporting event ever broadcast on ESPN.
Can I hear my options one more time?
Tennis, softball, golf, or bowling?
Ooh, I believe... golf?
I'm going to go bowling.
Nope.
Softball.
Yes. Do you know the two teams that were playing in that softball game?
Oh, was it like some kind of all-star thing?
No, I love these names. It was the Kentucky Bourbons taking on the Milwaukee Schlitz.
Get out.
All right.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great league.
That's what I'm saying. Those are the two teams
I can't believe they folded.
It sounds like every softball league.
It actually, you know what? Yeah, it does. Yeah. All right. What animated cartoon villain's name was originally going to be the Greater or the Great Man because the weapons attached to his arms were designed to look like cheese graters?
Oh, I have no idea.
So they're going to call him the Great Man or the Greater.
All right. And he's a villain?
He's a villain, and technically his name could still apply to cheese.
Shredder.
Shredder. That's it?
Shredder.
I think Shredder was the right way to go. Oh, you didn't notice that, man.
Mike kind of snuck up behind me. I just felt an arm.
All right, your question. General William Westmoreland, he commanded the U.S. military operations during which war?
World War II?
Gulf War?
Vietnam, from 64 to 68, I believe.
Question number five, Ian.
Question number cinco for you. A man by the name of Leo Fender created the electric version of what instrument?
Well, how many instruments do you know, Ian, that have both a traditional and an electric version?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess you have the guitar, piano.
Okay. And his name was what again, Steve?
Leo Fender.
Leo Fender.
Oh, the guitar.
See how you do this?
No, you're kidding me.
The bass.
Oh, that. Oh my goodness. That doesn't count.
What's a bass guitar? All right, I'm not going to say
that. Yeah.
Yeah, they're different instruments. That's why they even give them different names.
Yeah.
Which of the four Beatles was the oldest?
Ooh, I could not even tell you.
Well, we have George. We have Ringo. We have John and Paul.
Mm-hmm.
So do a random choice there. Multiple choice.
Any guesses?
George?
Oh, George says. Sorry.
John.
Bad. Ringo.
Ringo. Yeah. Ringo.
Ringo. Ringo is,
and Ringo looks the best.
He really, really does.
I'm not kidding you. Ringo Starr
looks a lot younger than I was thinking. So Yeah.
That's a trick question based on looks.
But keep in mind, he also wears Skechers. That should be the hint.
That's why his feet don't hurt.
That's exactly it. All right, your question. What baseball player got his 500th career home run in 1929?
1929, come on.
That's the major clue.
Would that be Sammy Sosa?
1929.
Even though Sammy Sosa looks like the undead, he is, in fact, a human being. That would be Babe Ruth. Have you seen Sammy Sosa lately?
That's what I meant.
Yeah, third home run.
He looks like he has been embalmed and pulled out of the ground.
All right, Ian, your question number eight. You're going to give Tom a run for his money here.
Am I right? All right, question number. Sure. What does the abbreviation NASA stand for?
Oh, we know. His eyes are blue now.
The abbreviation NASA?
Yes.
That one, I'm National Aerospace.
National what?
National Aerospace Association.
Close.
National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
Aeronautics.
All right, Ian, you've officially tied Tom now as the biggest dummy.
Ooh.
This is question number 9.
All right, question number 9 for you. On what animated TV show is Mom Corp the world's largest mega corporation?
Currently on the air, Steve?
No.
No new episodes, but I think it is still airing.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Watch your curb, watch your curb, watch your curb.
What's that?
Sorry.
Animated TV show, primetime, not on now. You can find it on cable everywhere, but they're not making new episodes. It's very futuristic.
PBS?
What was that?
PBS?
No, it's a TV show.
Are you teaching somebody to drive right now?
No, my brother almost hit a curb on accident. It was sticking out a lot further than others. It looks like somebody hit it and pushed it out.
Sounds comforting. The TV show, by the way, would be Futurama.
Ian, you are now our official biggest dummy. 10 questions.
Congratulations, first of all. Let me be the first to congratulate you. Here's your multiple choice question. 10, 11, or 12. How many seasons did Frasier run on TV?
11.
Okay.
There we go.
Got it. Right in the nick of time there to be our biggest dummy. Wow, we've had a hell of a day here.
Well, to be fair, it's early in the year, right? So, but I can't believe that we've had three or four people compete to be
they
the biggest dummy in one
just
day.
Just keeping on.
And sometimes it seems like they're not really interested.
No.
They're like, why the hell are you calling?
Right, I'm not really, let you go if you have something to do.
I'm not really good at this. You know what I mean? So I figured I'd call and be terrible on the air and ruin your guys' show. Isn't that fun? That's what I'm doing because I find you entertaining. 206-421-ROCK, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
By the way, people appreciate the Sammy Sosa comment. Just look at a picture. Like I said, it looks like he may have been playing in 1929, but I assure you.
Right, 1929, he said Sammy Sosa.
Like, come on, man.
I mean, Sammy Sosa would be a legend among human beings if he had played baseball in 1929 and is still alive.
Yeah, right.
And just set a record in, like, what, the 2000s?
Right.
Real good player.
It's amazing.
No wonder he's white. He's actually a vampire.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. John, sober, not sober.
Sober.
Sober, John. Welcome to the show, man.
John, you sound like a winner. Come through for me.
Please, John, we need you bad. It's been a hell of a day.
I hope so.
John, you're going to form a band. You're going to pick a lead singer. Will it be Bruce Willis, Russell Crowe, Steven Seagal, or Kevin Costner?
Oh, let's go Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe! It's a wonder that I get
endlessly. You realize we have all four actors in studio, so once you mention their name, they cue the band and sing for you.
They break right into it.
Yeah. All right, here is your question. What televised competition was dreamed up by Chairman Kaga? You've heard of this competition.
Oh, Iron Chef.
Look at that.
There how did you know that, John?
Hell yeah.
Thank God, but how did you know that? Do you know a bunch of chefs? Is this guy a known chef?
I don't know. I actually watch a lot of the Food Network.
There you go. That's it. He's an actual actor from Japan, and he played the role of a guy named Chairman Kaga, right? So,
okay.
This real eccentric guy, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, he came up with the idea for doing Iron Chef, and it became what we know it to be now.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't even know if the dude himself can actually cook, because he is, in fact, an actor. But, yeah, Iron
Doesn't
Chef,
matter.
That's his thing.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Hey,
God bless that last call. I mean, seriously, thank God, man. Hello, Ian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Ian, sober, not sober?
I am sober.
All right, Ian, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I am going to do my best
to do better than the other Ian, I swear.
We are hoping so. Ian, you're going to form a band. You need to pick a lead singer. Will it be Bruce Willis, Russell Crowe, Steven Seagal, or Kevin Costner?
Oh, it's Bruce Willis for this.
It is. It's Bruce Willis all the way.
Hit
absolutely.
It, Bruce!
Yeah. Oh, my God. Her roof doesn't leak.
It doesn't leak, Mark.
Wow. She's someone that you want to marry.
She's not good looking.
Marry her.
She's mean.
Her roof is functional.
You got to keep those standards low, and you'll just, it's a lot easier.
Okay.
That's why you got so many chicks. Did your roof leak? No. Climb into bed, mama.
Oh, you're mine.
All right, this is a dumb question. It irritates me. What type of fruit is a Blenheim orange?
Fruit? What type of fruit?
What type of fruit? Yes. Yes, what type of fruit is a Blenheim orange? The problem is, it's not a goddamn orange.
So it's not citrus.
I didn't say that.
It is a pineapple? No idea.
Lemon?
A Blenheim orange is an apple.
Oh.
Isn't that annoying?
Oh.
That is. I had one of those today. I guess I ate an orange today.
Did you have a Blenheim specifically or just
Apparently,
a random apple?
I had a Blenheim orange, yeah.
Ah, okay. You're an apple connoisseur. You ever heard of that?
I have not.
Okay.
I've heard of it. I did not realize it was an apple. I just assumed it was an orange. Because they call it a frickin' orange. All right, your question. Which planet was discovered in 1864?
I'm going to default to Uranus.
Good Lord, what is wrong with you people? I mean, it's a family show.
It's Earth.
I don't know what my anus has to do with anything.
It's Earth.
The planet would be Neptune.
Neptune.
Bringing up my anus. What the hell is wrong with people? All right, your question. Which character was named the top cinematic villain of all time by the American Film Institute? Was it Darth Vader, the Wicked Witch of the West, the Shark from Jaws, or Hannibal Lecter?
That's a tough category.
Because all of them, I think, qualify.
I'm going to go with the Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah. I mean, chronologically, it makes the most sense.
But I thought it might be something different.
I think it's Vader.
I would pick Vader, but I'm a Star Wars nerd. I would also pick Wicked Witch of the West because she's enduring.
Right.
I'd pick the Shark from Jaws because it scared the living bejesus out of anyone who saw the movie, but the big winner was Hannibal Lecter, believe me.
Okay.
Yeah, name the top. I mean, are you really going to argue that? Dude ate people, man.
Yeah.
And
so
he was
Jaws.
A person.
So did Jaws.
I mean, but that's the difference.
The sharks are supposed to.
Right. You went in the water. Hannibal Lecter said, would you like to come over for dinner? And you didn't understand what he meant when he said for dinner. You disagree, Mike?
I do. Who? I mean, he's a fantastic villain, no doubt about it. I just don't know if he earns the rank as top.
I'd say, as far as number of movies go, you could question, would say, the Joker.
Oh, hell yeah.
I think also he's scarier because he's a human being.
Eating people, right.
Right. Like, Darth Vader has a fake sword made out of a laser.
Hey, it'll cut you in half, son. Those would be Ted's last words.
Find your lack of faith disturbing, Ted.
Ted, stare down Vader. We can do it with your fake laser sword, brah.
Oh, cool. What time does the music start?
With your big glow stick. Yeah. You tripping in there?
What are you on, dude? Can I have some?
Ted got Vader high on ecstasy and he hugged him. All right.
Tell me about your son.
I understand you got some family issues.
Right. It's actually going to help.
All right. Thank you for your help. All right, your question. What do you call a baby female horse?
It is a, let's see, fawn is deer or whatever. So, shoot, what is it? I won't take any more time. I don't remember the term.
Is it a filly?
It is a filly.
Yeah.
That's why the Philadelphia Phillies are so scary.
Question
Are you a baby
five.
Female horse? Ooh. Ooh. That's so tough. Sorry, man. That's what you named your goddamn team after.
Well, what is the, I don't know, the least appropriate name of a team?
You mean based on, I mean.
Yeah, like just.
You can say the Boston Bruins.
How about the Cubs? I mean,
all
it's the same thing. It's a baby bear.
Or a baby lion.
Oh, yeah.
It depends, right?
Well, their logos.
You can go. I know, but that's stupid.
Question five.
They were lovable losers.
Mm-hmm.
They liked the first half of that.
I think the Padres are the least threatening.
Yeah, that's true. It's like, hey, man, you're not going to do anything. You're a Padre.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it goes back to Darth Vader. He was Luke Skywalker's Padre, and he cut his goddamn hand off. See there?
I mean, you're to St. Louis. Like, ooh, is that Cardinal going to attack me?
Yeah.
All right, your question. What sign of the zodiac is represented by a bull?
Sagittarius?
No, bull.
Oh.
Fights Orion in the sky?
I can't remember that.
Taurus.
Apparently I'm blanking and...
All right, we got
I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you a multiple choice question.
This is the last one, Ian.
All right.
On the original Batman TV series, which villain was played by actor Frank Gorshin? Was it the Joker, the Riddler, or the Penguin?
The Penguin.
Ian. You're so close to tying the other Ian, but we ran out of time.
It was the Riddler, by the way.
The Riddler. Mm-hmm. That was the one guy with all the question marks?
Yes.
Okay, I do.
Because the
that.
Penguin ended up being Rocky's manager in the movies Rocky. Was it Burgess Meredith? That was his name.
Head chef on the way with American foods the whole world loves with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. You are listening to The Men's Room.